Right, yes. So the dried herring is 6 shillings and the dried fruit is... Remind me again? Yes, I know we have this conversation quite frequently, what with me being here so often, but I can't seem to wrap my head around these prices. Is there any way we can make some wiggle room? No, no! There's no need to get the constable involved. I'm simply asking if there's anything we can work out. I mean, 3 shillings for some measly dried fruit seems a bit... You know, I apologize. You seem offended. Such a sour look on such a beautiful face. Again, no need to get the constable or your husband involved. Okay, okay. 3 shillings, you said? 1 moment. Actually, something else has caught my eye. Well, well, well. If it isn't Mrs. Governess herself. What brings you to the market among us common folk, hmm? I'm a bit embarrassed having someone such as yourself watching me grovel. I haven't seen your gorgeous face in quite some time. I'd like to say it hasn't been since you helped me out during that run-in with the constable during the Midsummer Festival. To think, I'd embarrass myself letting you watch me get caught with fruit in my pockets. I never did thank you for getting me out of that one, so thank you. Is there something I can do for you in return? Oh, I could treat you to the lovely trappings of the marketplace. I'm sure elegance such as yourself has never tasted the cheap, greasy, delectable fried foods they have here. You must forgive me, though. I'm short on pocket change, therefore we'd have to share. What? You have business with me. My, my. Without your husband around, I must say, you're quite forward asking for business. My apologies. I just... You need not grab my ears, so... What did you want to talk about? Can it not be discussed out in the open? My dear, you want to drag me into an alleyway alone with you? You cannot get in range when my mind wanders so... I'm coming! Lord, now what is it? What is so important, my dear? What? No. My apologies, but I don't do that anymore. I'm not that kind of person. I'm trying to get better and turn over a new leaf. I don't kill for hiring. I'm different. Last you saw me, I was still a criminal, stealing and pickpocketing. Worst of all, I was still an assassin. That may be how you remember me, but that's not how I am anymore. I'm trying to get better, and I'm not going to throw that away. As much as I'd like to help you, darling, I'm not willing to lay my life on the line and destroy everything I've built up until this point just for some money. It may be difficult for you to understand, having such a wealthy husband, but being poor isn't exactly the death sentence like it used to be. I'm coming across honest money. It may not be a lot, but it isn't blood money. I'm sorry, I won't do it. Is there anything else I can do for you? Anything else? Just say the word and I'd... Who do you even want dead anyway? Your husband. The governor. You want me to murder your own husband? Why would you ask such a thing? What transgressions have led you to this? He what? Where? Let me see. I said, let me see. I turn a blind eye to many a thing. Stealing money from the poor, keeping the impoverished on the streets. I can forget political tyranny, and I can forgive sending innocent people to the gallows for more money in his pockets, but these bruises. Your skin cut and bloodied. No. I know it's unforgivable. He dares lay a hand on... I cannot do it. I'm not. I'm a different person. But this is... I'll do it. I'll do it. How do you want them to go? Even battered, you are kind. Too kind. I'll handle him of my own discretion then. I need your help though, darling. Tonight, once it falls dark, I'll need you to slip some of this into his nighttime tea. Don't fret as to why I still have it. Old habits die hard, as they say. You must plant this into his drink and he will fall into a deep sleep, from which he will be awoken by my blade. But you must be gone from his chambers before I arrive, you understand? I don't want you anywhere near this bloodshed. Once you infuse this into his tea, retreat to my home. It's just outside the city limits, past the bridge and across from the old tavern. It's hidden. No one would find you there. Say you were visiting family and I shall handle the rest. All of it is in my hands. Just leave it to me. Just promise me you won't be there when I do what needs to be done. I'd never forgive myself if you saw me like that. Okay. Okay. I'm doing this. It shall be done tonight. Payment? Madam, don't pay me. I don't want to do this for money. Why? Well, I have my reasons. Just don't worry about anything, okay? I'll make this all go away. Hello again. Can I come in? Don't look so startled. This blood isn't mine. It's done. He's dead. Everything went fairly smooth. Yeah, I'm fine. Well, don't panic, but he did fight back and... he got me good. Yeah, I lied. Some of this blood is mine. Really, I'm fine. I need to sit down for a moment. Oh, fuck. Oh, it hurts. Don't look so concerned. I'm okay. Oh, you don't have to help. It'll be fine as long as I just keep pressure on it. It's not like I've never been stabbed before. You don't have to. Thank you. I mean, I guess I did murder him for you. The least you could do is wrap my wounds then, huh? Don't thank me. Please, I didn't do it for you to thank me. I didn't do it for that either. I already told you I don't want your money. If you pay me, I'll just give your money back. Why did I do it? Darling, I... It's foolish. Don't worry. Let's just say it was for the greater good. Can you be a dear and hand me my flask? I could really use a drink. That felt like heaven. Would you care for a sip? No? Suit yourself. Thank you for wrapping me up like this. It already feels better. Much better. No, I'd rather not talk about it. Thank you for offering, but I did what I wanted to do. He didn't go easy, so I'd rather spare you the gruesome details. Why? Because he was your husband. You must care for him in some respect. I just don't want to make this any harder than it already is by telling you every terrible thing I did to him. Just know I followed through, and he felt every bit of pain that anyone in this town or you have ever felt from him. Oh, fuck. Okay. I need more alcohol. Thinking about what I left behind is just... ooh, haunting. No, really, I'm okay. I just need a drink. Oh, I feel better now. Much better. Thank you for being here. Really, I don't know what I'd do if I'd return to an empty house without you here. Probably bleed out. So, thank you. Why do you keep asking me that? Why must you know why I did it so badly? Can't I just say I did it because I wanted to? Why did I do it? Why do you think I did it? Tell me, what do you think inspired me to do so? If you really must know, I suppose I can tell you. Give me your hand. You see these bruises he left? These horrible, horrible marks he left on you? Something inside my spirit ignited, like this anger I had never known before burned so deep within me. And I couldn't stand it. I'd never felt something like that before. Even when I murdered freely, I'd never felt such an anger, such a rage. All I could think was everything I had been working towards, being a good person and all of that. It didn't matter anymore. All that mattered was protecting you. All that mattered was you. Ever since I met you that day at the festival, you were like an angel. You saved me, protected me from serving another who knows how long term in jail for stealing something as measly as fruit. You saved me, and all I could think was, I'd do anything to save you too. Apologies if I'm overstepping my bounds, but I cannot contain my feelings much longer. This may be due to the alcohol or all the blood leaving my body, but I cannot hold it in, my dear. I did it for my own selfish reasons. I wanted to save you. I wanted to be your knight and protect you from anything as you've done for me, not to repay you, but because I found myself thinking of you ever since that night. You looked like a goddess in your dress. And I found myself in awe of your beauty, in awe of your kindness, in awe of you. And everything in my soul wanted to sweep you up in my arms and take you away from everything. That's why I stopped my life of crime. I wanted to be a better person for you. I wanted to be someone you could be proud of. You want to know another reason why I did it? It's so fucking selfish. I wanted him dead so that I could take you away from him. I wanted you. And I would do anything for you. I'd throw everything away from you and I'd kill for you. I'd die for you. My dear, I think it goes without saying, but I'm in love with you. And seeing you in pain filled me with such rage, I had no thoughts in my head but to murder him. To see his blood across the floor, knowing with peace in my heart he'd never be able to hurt you again. I'm sorry if this makes you uncomfortable, but I couldn't live with myself another moment knowing the one woman I love is in danger. I'd do anything for you. I'm but a worshipper at your feet. And if you'd allow me to just to kiss you only once, I'd be happier than any person could ever be for the rest of my life. I cannot stand to be without you for another moment. I need you. For without you, I'm nothing. Darling. You taste like heaven. I want you more than words can say. You are everything. Being with you is unreal, so unreal. Am I allowed to be this happy? Am I allowed to feel this love from you? I cannot stand it, I cannot. Holding your face and looking into your gorgeous eyes, feeling your skin, it's such a dream. Oh, we must stop here. I'll do something impure if we continue like this. If we... My dear, please have mercy on me. Rolling into my lap like this, it's gonna give me the wrong idea. Do you want me to misbehave, darling? If you keep moving like that, I'll become ravenous. Seeing you sitting here, I could worship you. Let me pull you in closer, let me kiss you everywhere I can. I want my lips to explore every last bit of you. Your jaw, your neck, your ears. Fuck, you're amazing. Hands going. Fuck. Between my legs like that. Your hands. Oh, your hands are so beautiful. Feeling them rub against me like that. It's arousing me so much. I want you so bad. So badly I want you. May I touch you too, goddess? May I? You feel amazing. Feeling the curves of your hips between my hands. Your gorgeous waist. Your beautiful hair. I could sit here and stare at you for eternity. You are everything I could ever want. Tune. Please, moan for me again, my love. I want to hear that voice over and over and over. Does it feel good when I touch you between your legs?
right here against your clit. Does it feel good? Feeling my fingers rubbing you like that. Darling. Darling. Oh, it's no fair. Having you teasing me while I pleasure you. It's getting me a little overexcited. May I undress you? I want to see your body. Please. You are amazing. Look at you. Look at your gorgeous breasts. They're perfect. Can I take them in my mouth? Please. Oh, don't stop rubbing me while I do this for you, my love. Oh, my princess. Your breasts, they taste amazing. Does it feel good when I bite them like that? Do my hands feel good? Grabbing your waist while I take your tits in my mouth. Tell me what else feels good. I want my goddess to feel amazing. Tell me if you want anything else, anything I can do for you, I'd do in a heartbeat. What is it, darling? What do you want me to do to you? You want my fingers inside you. Darling, you don't need to ask me twice. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so warm. You feel so good around my fingers. Do you feel them curling deep inside you? Feeling you rubbing me while I fuck you with these fingers feels so heavenly. You're an angel. Your body is amazing. Every curve, every inch, everything about you is perfection. Ah, your insides are so warm, so soft and so warm. Oh, keep touching me, my love. Please don't stop. Can I taste you? Can I fuck you with my tongue? I want you to come in my mouth. Okay, lay down, my love. Open your legs for me. Let me kiss you again. Let me kiss all the way down. Your neck. Your chest. Your tits. Your stomach. And finally, so fucking good. So fucking good. Does my tongue feel good? Does it? Tell me, my love. Please. need you so badly. I can't, I get to believe I get to be here with you like this. Ah, I adore you. Body, mind, and soul. Oh. You're so unbelievably erotic. Your legs are shaking, darling. Does my tongue feel that good? Do you want more? I want more. I can't hold back any longer. Oh, you sound like an angel. Please, not for me again. Does it feel good when I lick your clit like this? Do you want my fingers inside you while I taste you? Would that feel good, my love? Tell me you want it. Tell me. Feels good, doesn't it? Does it? Fucking you with my fingers while I lick you up and down. Pull my hair like that again. Fuck. Push my head down. Tell me you want more. I could lay here every day and ravish you if I could. If you'd let me, I'd ravish you every second. Every fucking second. Would you like that? You're shaking so much. Do you want to come? Please tell me when you want to come. I want you so badly. Please, for me. Are you close? Yes, darling. Yes, 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 yes. Please, please, please. My fingers and my tongue will take you to the edge. Come for me. Please, my love. Please, 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 please. Fuck, baby. You coming in my mouth felt amazing. Did you feel good? Oh, you're beautiful. So, so beautiful. Did that feel good? Sorry. Oh, I adore you. I adore you so much. Well, darling, what do you think? Do you want me to? Sorry. I want you so badly. Not just like this, but I want you to be mine. There's nothing standing in our way. I'd do anything for you. Anything, my love. Do you feel the same? Okay. Forgive me, I have to hear those words come for you before I believe it truly. Run away with me. We could leave this town behind. There's nothing for me here except for you. And you and I will probably have to flee once they find your ex-husband torn apart on the floor of his quarters anyway. I don't mean to ask you to uproot your life, but I want a new start. I want to be that better person for you. And I want you there with me. We could go anywhere you like. Anywhere, my love. I'll take you wherever in the world you want to go. And I'll protect you with everything I have.